Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational magazine for women now in our 11th year. And I still pinch myself that I'm even saying 11 years. I'm also the best-selling publisher behind the boutique publishing company InspiredLivingPublishing.com, which is dedicated to giving visionary female entrepreneurs, coaches, and health practitioners a voice and a high-profile media and publishing platform to share their wisdom, enhance their expert status, and bring this sacred brand out of the shadows and in front of the audience that needs their message. And I have to say, I am super excited to share that our sixth sacred anthology, Midlife Transformation, Redefining Love, Life, Health, and Success, will be released on March 14th. You can meet the authors and learn more at midlifetransformationbook.com. And I have to say, this is my first big public announcement. I have exciting news. I'm now accepting applications for our seventh book, Courageous Hearts. And you can get all those details at CourageousHeartsBook.com. As you know, all of my brands, including this show, are dedicated to inspiring women to live their best lives. So welcome. I am so honored and excited that you joined us today. I have a very special guest that I'm excited to bring on. And for coaches, healers, therapists, we all choose to do the work that we're doing because we have this deep desire to co-create and provide our clients with powerful transformational results. But sometimes we find ourselves wondering, what is going on? Why can't I get things going? Or maybe it's the opposite. You find yourself on autopilot and you're struggling just to balance life, family, and work. And many of us, and I'm raising my hands as I say this, also find that we go into business and it costs us ourselves. And until we learn the lessons of why we bring that on, we can't heal and we sure in the heck can't do the work that we're here to do. So joining me today is Joanna Lindenbaum, and we're going to be talking about the archetypes, your shadow and ritual, and how to make your work even more effective. And we're going to dive into why Joanna is doing the transformational work that she's doing in the world. Because as you've discovered listening to this show, every woman has a story. And the woman that joined me on this show, their story has led them to the sacred work they're doing in the world. So allow me to introduce today's special guest. Joanna Lindenbaum has supported thousands of transformational leaders to become master facilitators and coaches. She's committed to training professionals in the self-development and healing industries to be the best of the best at what they do and to helping them bring more and more quality and real results to their own clients and industries. Her mission is to support exceptional practitioners to become as effective and transformational as possible so they never have to wonder again if their clients and audiences are receiving the best results. Joanna is a thought leader in the fields of ritual, facilitation, and entrepreneurial happiness and self-love. Welcome, goddess.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Joanna, as you know, when I reached out to you, I've been like in the shadows, following you, reading your posts, and I kept saying, I have to hook up with this woman. You just blow me away with how you show up in your audience, in your posts, because I love authenticity, I love realness, and it was all of that. So I followed my gut, and I reached out, and we've had a beautiful conversation that led to today's show. And what also happened is I wanted to get to know you on a deeper level. And so I spent time on your site and just feeling your energy and learning about your journey. And as I shared right before we came on the air, I was in awe of your journey because, like I told you right before we came on, your story parallels mine in so many ways, the struggle, the pain, in life and in business and in our health. So before we dive into what the work you're doing now, take us back to what led you there.
Yeah, thank you for asking. So, you know, before doing the work that I do now, I was actually an art curator. I had a great 9-to-5 job. But in my free time, I was always interested in self-development. And somehow I started learning about ritual, and I started learning about the feminine divine and, you know, women's rights and all of that. Became part of a women's community in New York City. Now, when this happened, I was working crazy hours in the art world, working all of the time, not really taking such great care of myself, to be honest, not taking good care of my body. But the more that I got involved in this women's community and really the self-development path, the more I started to realize, I don't really want to be in the art world anymore. I really want to help women become more empowered. And just on the side, I kept up with my job, but I started just running my own women's circles, some new moon circles and, you know, holiday circles and things like that. Well, in my heart, as I was running these circles and leading them and more women were coming, I knew that it was time for me to leave the museum world, to not be working these crazy hours, and to really pursue this other work that I loved. But of course, even though my heart knew it, my mind kept on saying, don't do it. Just don't do it. You're not going to make money. Your voice isn't important enough. And so I just kept on with this working, and not listening to my soul about the rhythm that I wanted to be in and also about doing my true work. Well, what happened for me is that one morning I woke up to go to work, and it turned out that the whole left side of my face didn't move. It was paralyzed. I had Bell's palsy. And that was a moment for me to really pause and to say, hey, what's going on here? Like, why is literally half of my face paralyzed? And, you know, of course, I went to doctors and they wanted to give me medication and all this stuff. But in my heart, I knew that it wasn't about the medication wouldn't be what would bring me back into alignment, that I really needed to make shifts in my life. And so instead, I went, you know, more of the natural route. I, you know, went look to acupuncture, but I also made a commitment to listen to my heart. And as soon as I made that commitment and I chose to leave the museum world to do the work that I really wanted to do, that's when the Bell's palsy started to clear up. So it was an amazing lesson for me in really listening to my soul and listening to my heart and listening to my rhythm. Now, unfortunately, I am someone who needs to learn the same lesson many times.
Oh, so I'm not alone?
No. I almost never get it on the first try. You'd think I would after the Bell's palsy, but I didn't. So I did learn that the lesson of the following my heart with my soul's work, and I went to start my own business and help women, but I went right back into that pattern of working. I was working over 70 hours a week. I was, you know, my friends, I never saw them. I was eating noodles for dinner every night because inside of me, I had, you know, what I was saying to myself was, you're not good enough. You need to prove yourself. The only way to get ahead is to work, work, work. If I wasn't working all the time, you know, that negative voice in my head was saying, see, you're not going to make it. And what happened for me was I got sick all over again. It was really like another dark night of the soul moment. But I got it that time. That time I finally got it, and then I was able to really shift that pattern, to see that all of the overworking and overdoing and overgiving was being fueled by my fears of not being good enough, by my fears of not reaching my goals, by my fears of being seen as lazy by others, or, you know, whatever it was. And I was able to get that, slow down the pace. And when I started to really slow down the pace and take care of myself and nourish myself, that's when my business skyrocketed. It wasn't able to grow. I was like strangling it when I was working so much. But as soon as I gave myself space and my business space, that's when the real aligned actions started happening and the results started to happen.
And you know, I told you this offline, our stories are so parallel, because I was 40 years old, had my other business that I had for many years, and had a mini stroke at 40. And like you, I thought I got the lesson, but I didn't. It took another health crisis of being told you have MS or lupus or advanced Lyme disease. Again, wasn't the truth. Like you, I realized on a deep internal level, and I'm so grateful I got this, that I did not accept their diagnoses. I felt like it was something that had to be healed from within me. So we have that parallel too. And I don't know why I thought that. I didn't have the strength and the spiritual beliefs I have now, because this is like 14 years later. It was a knowing. So I want to ask something, because there's someone listening right now to this show who's saying, oh my God, my body's giving me signs. When you look back, Joanna, right before the Bell's palsy episode happened, maybe you didn't see it at the time, but looking back, do you see that your body was giving you signs that you were pushing through and ignoring?
Absolutely, absolutely, because the body always starts in gentle ways, right? Because it doesn't, you know, our soul and our psyche and our body don't want us always to get to that, like, okay, I'm on my knees now moment. So I had little signs, you know, I was fatigued all the time. I would get little sinus infections. I would have trouble waking up in the morning. And I generally, just as I was moving through my days, I just wasn't feeling in sync with myself. But, you know, again, I'm the kind of person where sometimes my ego, and especially at that time in my life, it was almost 20 years ago now, you know, the fear thoughts were so much bigger than my intuition and my willingness to pay attention to the signs that I was seeing. So I bypassed all of those signs. But absolutely, I feel like there were little things that now I can look back and see, oh, I was getting these gentle whispers, but I needed sort of a loud roar to really make a change.
I'm glad we covered that, because it was the same for me. And I want to talk about that more when we come back from our break. And I'll be back in a moment with Joanna Lindenbaum of joannalindenbaum.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I am your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is Joanna Lindenbaum. And we're just talking before the break about listening to our body and honoring ourselves, right? Especially as heart-centered, service-based entrepreneurs, right? We can't serve if we're not fully healed and present within ourselves. So, Joanna, after you had the second episode and now your, you know, life is changing, you're holding the woman's circles, you still ran into blocks building a profitable business. And I've been there too. And what did you find was, because you had the passion, you had the expertise, as many of our listeners I'm sure do also, what did you discover was the blocks that you finally were able to clear to create this thriving enterprise that you have now?
So a lot of it has to do with fear. And, you know, I always tell my clients, when human beings come up against fear, our natural reaction is to want to run away from it or to fight it or to pretend like it's not there and sweep it under the rug. But what we really want to do is make friends with the fear. So what was happening for me back then when I started my business is I had a whole complex of fears going on. I was scared that I wasn't good enough. I was scared that my work wasn't valuable. And I was really scared of being seen because I didn't want to come off as a fraud. I didn't want people to get upset by what I was doing. But for me back then, even though those fears were coming up, I just kept on ignoring them. I just kept on saying, if I work more, if I take more actions, if I do more outreach, then these fears will go away. This is going to be the antidote to the fear, right? So I was combating those fears. I was fighting them or just pretending like they weren't there. And of course, when you fight something, it gets bigger. So the fears would get bigger and bigger and really block me from taking the true action that I needed to take. When I finally got what was going on, because, you know, I kept on saying to myself, I'm doing so much, I'm taking all these actions, I'm doing everything that all the books say, you know, I should be making more headway here, and it wasn't. So when I was finally able to see it from a higher perspective, I could see, oh, it's not about the actions, it's about what's happening for me on an inner level, it's about the energy, it's about the fear. When I was able to take a look at that, and when I was willing to really explore the fears, to see what they're about, that's when things were able to shift. So for example, I had this constant thing of, why can't anyone see me? I want to be visible. I don't understand why I'm putting all this stuff out there and I'm not being seen. Well, when I took a deeper look, what I could see so clearly was that I was scared of visibility. I was scared of being seen. You could even see it in my headshots at the time. It was like I would wear very dark colors. My face wasn't really looking at the camera. I was hiding behind my hair. I mean, literally, you could see energetically I didn't want to be seen. Well, when I took a closer look at it, when I was willing to befriend that fear, what I discovered was because I come from a Jewish lineage and centuries of people that have been oppressed and even killed for being seen, that I had, for as much as I wanted to be seen in my business, I really didn't, because it was almost like the fear of death was there for me, literally. And once I was able to really engage with that and understand that and work with the fears, then everything changed. I was ready to get headshots where you could see me fully and clearly. I was able to make my voice heard in ways where people paid attention to me, and all of that was able to shift. But it really took the befriending of the fear.
Oh, I agree. And there was something you said a moment ago. You said it wasn't about the doing. It was about the intention and energy behind the doing. If what you're doing on a daily basis to grow your business or create a relationship, it doesn't matter what the it is. It's the energy and intention that fuels why we do what we do. So you can't build your business based on fear, because that's the energy and it blocks everything from coming to us. And I completely agree. I listened to you speak. I realized that's where I was many years ago, too. And that's why, I grew a thriving retail business, had that for 11 years, and won Entrepreneur of the Year for the state of Massachusetts from the SBA, and talk shows and all this. But guess what, Joanna? Inside, I didn't feel worthy of the visibility or success. They started putting me on speaking circuit and speaking to colleges and entrepreneurial programs, and I can remember saying, I'm a high school dropout. What the hell am I doing here talking to these people? Why would a college want me to come in? And I walked away from everything. I walked away from it all back in, I think it was 2002, because I felt like a fraud internally. Yes, I had everything, like you just shared, everything that the world said I was a success, right? I hadn't aligned with it inside. I did not want to be visible, and here they are, kept bringing the media and bringing these speaking engagements, and there was nowhere left for me to hide. Mm-hmm. And I walked away. Mm-hmm. And I believe there's so many of us women doing that right now. Maybe even someone listening on the call, they're playing small. They're hiding their light because of a fear that they're afraid to face. So I'm so glad that you said it wasn't until you faced that fear instead of pushing through it.
Yeah, and one thing I want to add, because this is important, I've looked a lot at fear with myself and with my clients and students. So, so many of us know some of the more common fears, like, fear in business, fear of being rejected, or fear of not being good enough, or fear of being a fraud. But there's one in particular that I've uncovered that is a real doozy for a lot of people, especially for women, and it's the fear of surpassing loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
This can oftentimes be a big block for us, because we have these family codes and we have these family allegiances or friend allegiances. And sometimes the fear of being too big is actually the fear, I'm going to end up being bigger than my father was, or more successful than my mother was, or more visible than my brother or my best friend, whatever it is. And we can keep ourselves small for that reason as well. So I just really want to put that out there, because sometimes that's the real hidden piece behind so many of the other fears.
I've seen that, because I've had clients who've said, my husband's getting uncomfortable because, mm-hmm. Because he has his own background, his own story. Mm-hmm. It wasn't because he didn't love her and support her, but he's getting uncomfortable because I'm about to bypass what he earns. Mm-hmm. And so it's really important that we do ask ourselves if that's showing up in our lives too. And there's something on your site, as I was reading through and sitting with your energy before our show today, that the moment I read it, it's something in different words that I say to my clients all the time, and I've said to myself, and I got emotional when I scrolling down your page reading your story, and it said, so now, I'm going to get emotional again, so now the question is, what have both you and the world missed out on because you haven't yet truly committed to knowing and living the greatness of who you are? Man, that gets me every... I've read that thing 3 times in the last 24 hours, and I'm like, whoa, right? I know that feeling of what it feels like to hide my gifts, to hide my greatness. And I think it touches me so deeply, Joanna, because I don't want another woman to feel that. I mean, I still have layers to release, like we all do. And every time I stretch myself in business and in life and in visibility, it brings up different layers. But you and I both know what it feels like to live authentically than it does to hide our light. And people say I look younger now than I did when I was 40 because I have an energetic light now, which is my authentic self. Right? So I'm not talking about the physical. Of course, I had the body of a 40-year-old, not a 55-year-old. I'm talking about that energetic spirit that shines through. I feel ageless because I'm living and showing up every day in joy. So when you wrote that, was it that feeling, that depth of feeling and emotion for you too?
Yeah, and I'm so glad. You know, sometimes you have things written and then you don't think of on your website and you don't think of them for a while. So I'm so grateful that you're reminding me of that. And part of the meaning behind that question, in addition to everything you just shared, is also so often as human beings we forget that we're here on this earth, no matter who we are, as entrepreneurs or mothers or friends or daughters or community members, but we often forget that we're here on this earth for a very sacred mission, for a very sacred reason. And whether you want to call it the divine or God or higher power, you know, whatever it is, when we can remember that we're here, the reason why we're here is way bigger than just us, that it's no accident that we were put on this planet, that there is deep meaning and impact that every single person is meant to make, then that can help us get out of our own way and our own patterns and our own beliefs, because now we've got a much higher purpose.
Oh, it's that way for me. It's my desire to serve and make a difference and leave a legacy in a woman's life is what has always fueled my passion, my desire to create. Back even when I had a retail store, even though it was not personal development, spirituality, I created that first business in 92 for a desire to serve women and children. And so you're right, it's we're all here to fill a need and a desire, a need for others that only we can fill. So we need to own our truth. We need to claim our brilliance. We need to share our gifts. Because if we don't, that sacred offering will go unfulfilled in other people's lives. And let's dive into that more when we come back from our break. And I'll be back in a moment with Joanna Lindenbaum of joannalindenbaum.com.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Attention holistic coaches, therapists, and health practitioners. Are you struggling to grow your practice? As you've discovered, most trainings in holistic healing and any advanced training in holistic approaches do not include how to build a thriving practice, which can leave you struggling to find the answers. Until now, when you join the Global Association of Holistic Psychotherapy and Coaching, you get the proven training, tools, checklists, and community to help you build the thriving holistic practice of your dreams. Psychotherapist and founder Shelley Ryuta invites you to claim the 5-piece Holistic Practice Building Kit, which includes an audio and video training, a holistic practice assessment, and so much more. Visit jointhegap.com today. That's jointhegap.com.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, everyone. This is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, you're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is Joanna Lindenbaum. And we were just talking about how we as women, and really all individuals, need to own our truth, own our value, and share our gifts, especially if we're called to be coaches, healers, therapists, and serve, you know, that audience, because we're needed more than ever. So, Joanna, I know one of, you know, you're a thought leader in the fields of ritual, facilitation, and entrepreneurial happiness and self-love, and I can see why. Let's talk about some of the things, especially I want to cover the ritual, the shadow work that I know you do to help women understand why they're all so important to become the transformational leaders that they're meant to be.
Yeah. Well, it really actually relates to a big piece that we were talking about right before the break, you know, because we were talking about the importance of honoring our authentic selves and the importance of honoring all of who we are. And what I often see happen for individuals is that we're much more willing to own and honor and value and hold sacred the prettier parts of ourselves, our intelligence or our sense of humor or our lightness. And it's so important to own those pieces, but we often forget that as human beings with full range of experience and holistic inside of ourselves, we often forget that it's actually very normal and natural and vital to also have shadow parts, darker parts, that we have grief, that we have destructive energy inside of us, that we sometimes have anger inside of us, or sorrow, or competitiveness. And what happens so often in society is that we label these things as bad. We label these things as wrong. When really, anger, just like love, is an energy. And if we can own it and process through it in safe and sacred ways, it can do immense good. It's when we disenfranchise ourselves from those shadow feelings, from those darker energies, that's when the destruction happens. That's when it comes to sabotage us or hurt other people. And so what I've really learned is part of the process of being authentic and honoring all of who we are is truly to honor all of who we are. And when I train facilitators and coaches and healers to be, you know, excellent at what they do, I can't tell you how often they'll say to me, but, you know, my client is stuck in resistance. She is just she's resisting that, or you know, she's just like she's really angry, or she's so self-destructive, right? And I'm trying to just get her over the hump by seeing the positive. Well, my answer to that is no. We want to lean in to the resistance, and we actually want to lean into her shadow. We want to help her explore it and see why it's there, and then see how to funnel that energy for good instead of self-sabotage or being stuck.
It's powerful. So it's like walking into it instead of running away from it.
Yes. And honoring it and seeing it as a valuable. So, you know, I'm a ritualist, as you know, and there's so many parts and elements to ritual, but so much about ritual is about honoring the earth and honoring the cycles of the earth. And one thing that I learned right away as a ritualist is if you're really going to honor the earth, and if you're really going to honor the cycles of the earth, you can't just honor spring and summer. You can't just honor the light. You have to hold with reverence the winter, the dark, the, you know, when things get more bare bones, the silence, the depth, the grief.
It's all the layers of existence, right? You can't have one without the other. There would be no light if there were no darkness.
Exactly. When there's joy, sorrow is right underneath that, and joy is right underneath that, and sorrow is right underneath that. It's the fullness of the human experience that allows us to reach our potential.
So the shadow work is honoring all of who we are, right? That the fears, the anger, and going towards it. And the rituals help us process it. It becomes like a tool to help us process and be present in our lives. Am I understanding it correctly?
Yeah, that's such a beautiful way of saying it. Absolutely. The way I think about ritual is, you know, we do rituals, whether we're ritualists or not. Every single human being has rituals all the time, right? When we have a birthday, we blow out candles. When a loved one dies, you know, we honor them, we eulogize them, we bury them in the ground. You know, we celebrate anniversaries, you know, whatever it is. So we're doing rituals all the time. But, you know, ritual in the sense of, you know, creating rituals, what it is, same as blowing out the candles, is it's taking something that's inside of us, something that's maybe in our mind or our soul or our psyche, and it's making it concrete. With concrete action. So for the, you know, blowing out the candles on the birthday, we may have a wish inside of us, but the actual physicality, the making the concrete by the blowing out of the candles, it seals our commitment to that wish, or it helps us really release that wish into the world. When I'm doing rituals with women, you know, sometimes we'll set intentions, and we may set intentions by creating a beautiful piece of art, for example, or by lighting, you know, carving a candle, writing our intentions into the candle, and then lighting it, you know, whatever it is. But the idea is we're taking something that isn't concrete, and we're physicalizing it and making it more vital and alive through the ritual.
It sounds so beautiful, and you're right. We all have rituals. I have rituals all the time. You know, my morning ritual, my evening one, my new moon, my full moon rituals. It's become part of who I am, and it grounds me in my truth. And I just love your description of it, because I think some women may hear the word and not understand it, but if they look at their life, they would realize their life is made up of rituals. Some of them given to them, and they've accepted them unconsciously, right? You know, like birthday candles, isn't that what we all do?
Mm-hmm.
But what I love about the rituals that are in my life are they're all consciously chosen. And I think that's what we're talking about here, is these conscious choices to work through our shadow side, but also, like you just so beautifully shared, ground them and give them formation in what you called physicality. It's almost like it transmutes things.
Yes.
Especially
really
like fear and anxiety. It transmutes them. It's been powerful for me.
Yeah, it really is. It can help overcome obstacles and create momentum. And what I find is that, personal ritual is powerful, but doing ritual in groups with like-minded individuals can sometimes be even more powerful, because there's something about making concrete those wishes, those desires, those things that we are ready to release. There's something about making those things concrete in a group of people that are holding those intentions and desires and wishes. There's something about being seen in the making it concrete. There's something about the circle holding the energy of it. And there's something really powerful about witnessing other people doing the same.
And I haven't experienced it in the way you described it. I used to produce women's events. We always had an opening ceremony. And that was back in probably 2008 and 9. And I can see now, because I'm stepping back into producing live women's events, conferences style, I can see now everything I would do differently, right? Mm-hmm. Like to hold space and create ceremony throughout the day, not just the opening ceremony. It's so I get what you're saying, because I've been in the process of birthing the vision for this event. And I knew the pieces I wanted, and you just described them perfectly. It's a space I want to create for the women who attend. And I want them to be able to create it and feel it from their own experience, right? Yeah. And not judge it and make it what it is for them, right? Yeah. Make it what feels good to them, I should have said. And because there was a time in my life, right, and I used to, I get soul giggles now, but I used to say to my friends, they'd try to tell me about a ritual or the moon. This is going back over the last 8 years. I'm like, okay, thanks for sharing that with me. Well, suddenly my community is filled with goddesses and some of my best friends. So I'm like, okay, I can see there's a conspiracy theory here.
Well, I think the reason why more and more women are so interested in it is because ritual itself, when you do it correctly, when you facilitate these experiences correctly, you're literally creating a sacred container for people to be present, for people to be vulnerable, for people to connect with each other, and for people to really see themselves in a different way that they do in their daily mundane lives, but to see from a higher perspective and to be able to create change.
Yes, and I love that, because that's what I feel like I do for my community, for my audience, for my clients. In fact, it's the term or phrase I use when someone comes into one of my book projects. I say, this is a sacred container. We use the authentic storytelling model, so they got to go really deep, and we guide them through a process, but this is a sacred container. You're all part of this container. This book is not a book. It's a sacred project that your imprint is in it, because you have to share it with such vulnerability and truth when you write the story using our process, that you are stripped bare, right? Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't be able to do that if there wasn't a sacred container.
Exactly.
So it's powerful. We're going to take a break, because I'm like, I want to dive in more into this topic. So we'll be back really quick. I'll be back in a moment with Joanna Lindenbaum of joannalindenbaum.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
We can all use a little more peace and joy in our lives. Don't you agree? Counselor, best-selling author, and self-nurturing expert Kelly Grimes of CultivatingPeaceAndJoy.com is passionate about empowering overwhelmed and exhausted women to live with more peace, joy, and meaning through the practice of self-nurturing. Through her experience working with individuals, speaking, providing workshops, and teaching professional and leadership development to forward-thinking organizations, Kelly knows that nurturing peace in the world begins from the inside out. That's why she created the free Cultivating Peace and Joy mobile app that brings you beautiful self-nurturing reminders, guided meditations, empowering practice tools, and daily prompts with an inspiring question to guide your daily self-nurturing practice. Download your free Cultivating Peace and Joy mobile app today at cultivatingpeaceandjoy.com.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. And with me today is Joanna Lindenbaum. And we were right in the midst of a juicy conversation when we had to jump over to commercial break. So, Joanna, we were saying it's about creating a sacred container in business, in life, our relationship. It doesn't matter what it is. That's a ritual in itself. And it's how I birth everything that I birth. So as a business owner, I can hear that it also must be what you teach your clients and your workshop leaders and facilitators is to create a sacred container for their clients to step into.
Absolutely. And this comes up a lot, you know, when I train people to coach one-on-one, but particularly when I train event facilitators and workshop leaders, because one of the biggest mistakes that people make when they facilitate you, they'll say, you know, people just, they weren't paying attention. They were going to the bathroom a lot, you know, during the session. They were checking their cell phones, or, you know, they just left at lunch and they never came back. And I don't understand why. And the very first place that I'll look with them is we'll look to see, did you create a container? Was your container strong and solid, or was your container leaky? If your container is strong and solid when you facilitate, you will be able in a matter of minutes when you start to bring that community together, to make them feel connected not just to you as the workshop leader, the event leader, but to help them feel connected to each other. You're able to help them feel like they have an investment in what they're about to learn from you and to be fully present to it. And there, you know, there are lots of different things, lots of different tools and skills that I teach my clients on how to create that container. But that's like 101, you know, basic 101 to creating stronger events and workshops and retreats.
Yeah, and it's been so powerful. Like I said before we got on the air, you and I may use different language sometimes when we're describing what we do in the world or how we do it. But as I shared with you, our energy, our intent, our desire is all birthed from the same place, a strong desire to serve, make an impact, make a difference, and get women to see their brilliance, get women to own it and step out. And I'm just so grateful that you joined me on today's show to talk about all these things that sometimes we don't talk about, especially the shadow work and the and ritual. You know, it's words that need to be brought out in processes that need to be brought out to the forefront more, because what's happening is when you don't know what you don't know, you're sabotaging yourself, right? Like before you knew what shadow work was, those things were still coming up for you. But now that you have tools through ritual and your other resources to move through those emotions, everything shifts quicker. That's what I've discovered for myself.
I agree 100%. It's not that the fears don't come up. It's not that you know, the problems don't come up. It's that you're able to see it so much more quickly, and you have tools to be able to move through it. And then for practitioners, you have tools to help your clients move through it.
And it's so funny because one of the things that you talked about earlier was your fear, which was my fear. And I believe it's a lot of women's fears, especially in personal and spiritual development, is about visibility. And as my brand started to grow, now we serve a little over 44,000 subscribers to my brand and a lot of social media followers. And what I realized was, as all that was growing, I remember saying to the divine, and this was probably 3 years ago, I remember going, what do you want me to do with this media platform? I don't get it. Like, why are you giving me this? You know, I was just questioning. Like, I want it to be of the highest purpose. Tell me what to do with it. And guess what, Joanna? It's just so funny. Now what do? And that I shine a media, multimedia spotlight on visionary women like you, so that the woman they are meant to serve can find them, right? So now all my brands or my private clients come across all my brands using my heart-centered authentic marketing model. So what do? I help women who are afraid to be visible. I give them the media platform to become visible, heal, do their inner healing. So you do it from the inside out. You help women heal from the inside out to heal the self-worth and blocks that prevent them from being visible. I give them, once they heal that, I go, here's your platform. Step up here. And I got to tell you, when someone first says yes to me, if they're accepted as a client or in one of my books, because that's high visibility, they're all like, oh my God, I'm going to be sick. I can't believe I'm stepping out. I can't believe you're going to put me in the spy, or my banner's going to be here, or I'm speaking here. And I'm like, this is what you are called to do. And you can't ask your clients to step through fears if you don't. And the moment they make the decision, I'm sure you've seen this with your facilitators, the moment they make the decision to become more visible, they start stepping into it and owning it. And all of a sudden, you see this old shell of beliefs just, you know, smashed to smithereens, and their light starts shining. Would you describe that's what you see when you notice that I'm going to do this, I'm going to step through my fears?
Absolutely. And, you know, and even the decision to step through the fears, there's still fear in that. And that's okay. You know,
yes.
I tell my clients all the time, I want you to feel a little bit of fear. I want you to feel a little bit of resistance. If you're feeling a little bit of resistance, we know that this is important to you. We know that this is big enough. When I have clients that are, you know, doing something and they're just like, yeah, easy breezy, I'm going to just step into that, I say, we haven't created a big enough goal here for you.
It has to feel uncomfortable.
A little bit.
Yeah. I agree. It's not always fun, and I'm going through it right now as I'm making some big changes and shifts in me stepping out to be more visible. I'm like, no, I like to be the one holding the spotlight on the other people. I don't want to be the one out there.
Yeah.
But it's the year I think we're all being called to do it. So I know when I'm feeling uncomfortable, as you just shared, that it's my next natural step. I know that it's a sign that I'm on the right path. And I no longer judge that fear. I, like you said earlier, I embrace it. And we have just a couple minutes left. Is there something, piece of wisdom, piece of guidance that you feel called to end a beautiful, beautiful conversation with?
I love that question. So a couple thoughts come to mind, but I think where I'll settle on is no matter who you are and what you're facilitating, whether you're facilitating a one-on-one client or a group of 10 or a group of 1,000, or you're facilitating your family and your kids at home, you know, whatever it is, the most important piece, in my opinion and what I've seen, is number one is to just own and hold sacred and honor all of the different parts of yourself. If you show up to anything you're facilitating and you are showing up fully with all of who you are, that's how you'll be able to spot those different parts in other people, that archetypal energy. We didn't talk too much today about archetypes, but if you can honor all of your parts, you can see other people's parts. You can see their light shadows, their dark shadows, where they're stuck and where they're moving, and then you'll be able to honor that in them, whether it's your kids or your clients, and help them move through it.
It's a beautiful piece of guidance. And I have to say, I'm so grateful that I follow my intuitive hit to reach out and stop looking in the shadows, following your blog posts and your Facebook posts. Life gets busy, and sometimes you have all the intentions. Like, I have to meet her. I love the work she's doing, and I'm so glad, Joanna, that we have come together, not for the show. I'm sure we'll be doing many things together, because I love the intention and the energy that you bring to what you do. I can feel your passion. So thank you just for being you, just for shining your light, and for being here on the show today.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad you followed your intuition as well and got in touch. It's really been an honor to share this conversation.
Well, I want to invite everyone, learn more about Joanna at joannalindenbaum.com. And I invite you to join me every Tuesday at 2 o'clock Eastern Time for more inspired conversations with visionary women just like Joanna. And for even more inspiration, I invite you to claim your free subscription to Aspire Magazine, which includes 40 transformational gifts from our community. You can do that at subscribe2aspire.com. And until next time, choose joy, choose love, and choose happiness. Blessings, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.